It's time to fire up that 16-millimeter projector.
It was available on VHS at one time.
The Nick DiGilio Show presents your international man of movie mystery.
I tell you, I'm a magnet. Nick, I don't know. It's just a video craze.
I'm assuming that maybe you should do the Howard Stern Show at some point.
Tuckman. Jeff Tuckman.
That's right. It's our monthly visit with the great Jeff Tuckman, who is our video guy. How you doing, Jeff?
Hey, Nick. How you doing tonight?
Great to have you here, buddy.
It's great to be here.
All right. You always come bearing very cool gifts that we'll give away. But this is the deal. You guys can call in now and text in now with any and all movie-related questions, DVD questions, tech questions, Blu-ray questions. Jeff will tell us a little bit later on about when things are going to be released, you know, DVD-wise. And also, one of the other things that we love to do is if you can't think of the title of a movie, but you can give us the plot or maybe who's in it and it jars your memory, and we want to, you know, you want to know if what the title of the movie is, if it's available. That's another service we provide. If Jeff and I don't know, we open up the phone lines, and our batting average is real high on getting the names of movies that people can't think of. So get going, get the description, get the stars, and call us up or text us 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. All right, Jeff, what we're giving away this week is crazy. This month, I should say. Tell everybody what we're giving away.
Well, you know, in the past, Nick, we've had various studio classics from MGM, from Warner Brothers. But this collection, I think, is so outstanding that I wish I could win this myself.
Yeah.
And it's a Sony, and there's so many great movies of the 70s. And we have two, I think it's nine discs of movies of the 70s and then the 80s.
Yeah. So we have two sets of 70s classics to give away, and then one set of 80s classics to give away. But check this out. In the 70s collection, it's the Studio Classics collection of the 70s, you get Close Encounters of the Third Kind, which is in theaters right now, by the way, Kramer versus Kramer, Midnight Express, Murder by Death, Shampoo, Taxi Driver, The Buddy Holly Story, The Last Picture Show, and The Way We Were, all in one collection. That's amazing. That's a great, great prize.
It really is.
No question about it. Studio Classics Collection of the 70s. Close Encounters, Kramer versus Kramer, Midnight Express, Murder by Death, Shampoo, Taxi Driver, Buddy Holly Story, Last Picture Show, and The Way We Were. We have two of those to give away. And one of these, the Studio Classics Collection of the 80s. And in this collection from the 80s is Gandhi, Ghostbusters, Starman, The Big Chill, The Karate Kid, The Blue Lagoon, The Natural, Tootsie, and White Knights. Another unbelievable collection. We got one of those to give away in two of the 70s. So 180s and 270s to give away. And we will start giving that stuff away very, very soon. So how you been, Jeff? Good?
Been good. Yeah. Video business is very, very strong.
Mm-hmm.
4K is continuing to do well in the stores where you can find it.
Yeah.
Which is the biggest, which is really funny, Nick, because I think about all these different formats that, you know, I've been involved with over the years. And, you know, anytime you introduce anything new, it's always difficult getting off the ground.
Right.
But because the sets have come down so much in price and people are buying them by a few million TV sets, that this year they're projecting as far as discs that they're projected to sell 8.4 million discs.
Yeah.
So it tells you that the studios are gearing up and they're releasing better titles all the time that are perfect for 4K.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, Jeff, hang on, okay? Jeff Tuckman is with us. And you know what? Let's give away our first collection. We're going to give away one of the 70s collections, the Studio Classics collection from the 70s, Close Encounters, Kramer versus Kramer, Midnight Express, Murder by Death, Shampoo, Taxi Driver, The Buddy Holly Story, The Last Picture Show, and The Way We Were, all in one great collection. Let's do caller number five. On the contest line, everybody, 312-591-7000, 312-591-7000. Call the contest line, not the regular line, 312-591-7000. Caller number 5 will get the Studio Classics collection of the 70s.
Hey, Sue, oh, how my high end for you. Oh, Peggy.
Yeah.
My Peggy Sue.
Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower. It's Friday, Fly Jams, Friday, Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show, Spy, You Big Dummy, all coming up. But right now, Jeff Tuckman is with us for his monthly visit, and he will answer any and all of your DVD, Blu-ray, movie-related questions. If you can't think of the title of a movie and it's making you crazy, call us up or text us, 312-981-7200. And Jeff, of course, always brings in some great stuff to give away and a couple of great collections, studio collections from the 70s and 80s. And we just opened up the phone lines for caller number 5. By the way, that was Buddy Holly, and the Buddy Holly story is included in this package. Jeff, that was before Gary Busey lost his mind.
Yes.
And let's talk with Rick on WGN. Hey, Rick, you were caller 5. Congratulations.
Thank you so much, Nick. Appreciate it.
Yeah, you got a lot. I mean, there's a lot of great movies in this collection. I mean, you can't go wrong.
That's good. That's good. I mean, I'm a 70s guy. I'm 61 years old, so I kind of grew up in the 70s.
Yeah, and for my money, and I've always thought this, Rick, I think the best decade ever in the history of movies is the 70s. They're just the best.
Absolutely. Growing up in the 70s, too. I mean, yeah, there was nothing like it.
Right.
Absolutely.
All right, Rick, hang on, buddy.
Thank you so much,
okay.
Nick. You have a great day.
You too, man. There you go. Thanks for listening, Rick. Thanks for calling in. We have one more collection of studio classics from the 70s and another collection of studio classics from the 80s to give away. That's coming up. And we have phone lines are open and text lines are open. We got some texts coming in, Jeff. I'll get to those in a minute. But we have a call here that we want to get to, and it's Marty. Hi, Marty.
Hey, Nick. I'm still alive.
Good.
How are you?
Good. What's up?
Okay, here's what I got. You started out your show tonight by saying 16 millimeter. I was just ready to go to bed. I thought, nope, I got a call. Here's what I got. My dad was a huge, huge picture taker. He would have been 104. I have, tell Jeff or he can hear me.
He can hear
me. I can hear you.
Okay, I have a 16 millimeter camera and case, a 60 millimeter projector. And I want to know, I also have reels, you know, for the camera. And not the camera, for the projector.
Yeah.
And I have the films of The Three Stooges, Felix the Cat, Our Gang, Showgirls, you know, from the burlesque follies.
Yeah, right.
And I have them all on films that belong to my dad. And I have them safely in my one of my rooms. I want to know, is this worth anything, Jeff? Where would I bring it to get the value? And is anybody listening?
Yeah, so there you go. Just ask that. Ann can answer that question. You can convert. You can get 16-millimeter stuff converted. Okay?
Sure.
And where at?
Oh, there are places all over that will take 16-millimeter, take 8-millimeter.
Yeah.
And put it on a DVD for you.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as people buying, only collectors who remember having 16-millimeter Bell & Howell projectors to show.
So the equipment itself, you might not be able to get, you know, it's probably not worth a ton.
No.
But all of those great movies that are on 16-millimeter, you can get them transferred to DVD.
Right. And also for Marty, I mean, I'm sure that they hold some sentimental value.
Right.
That was her father. And probably when you would have it converted over, you'd probably bring back memories.
Right. Now, there's a ton of places that do it, Marty. If you just go online and look, and you can find, because there are a lot of places that convert film to DVD. If you just do a Google search, film to DVD, there will be businesses all over the place that do it. I've had stuff transferred from film and also from VHS to DVD because, you know.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
What, 8-millimeter or whatever?
Yeah, 16, 8-millimeter, VHS.
Okay.
There are a lot
of
places out there. There are a lot of places out there that will take care of that for you, Marty. All you got to do is maybe just do a Google search. Thanks for listening, Marty. I'm glad you're still alive, and we'll talk to you next time. All right, Jeff, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a break for the news.
Okay.
And after the news, we've got two more sets of collections to give away, one from the 70s, one from the 80s. We got a bunch of texts coming in, and we'll find out what's coming out onto DVD and Blu-ray and all that cool stuff. So hang out, Jeff. We'll take a break, and we got the news coming up next. Call us up, 312-981-7200. Talk and text any questions for Jeff. And the news is coming up.
And nothing's gonna ever keep you down.
Yeah.
That's right.
Good old Danielson. Dan, were you ever called Danielson when you were growing up?
Let me tell you something. I was. But a couple of days when we were talking about 80s music and how he would go see that band 16 Candles,
yeah.
We saw 16 Candles on Halloween. I was dressed as Danielson, and that song came on, and it brought the house down, let me tell you.
That's fantastic. It's Joe Esposito. You're the best. Speaking of the best, Jeff Tuckman is here. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, Nick.
All right. And the reason why Dan played that was because we have a Studio Classics collection from the 80s to give away. And the movies that are included in this collection, Gandhi, Ghostbusters, Starman, The Big Chill, The Karate Kid, The Blue Lagoon, The Natural, Tootsie, and White Knights. Caller number 6 will get this 80s collection right now. 312-591-7000. 312-591-7000. Call the contest line, not the regular line. And the caller number 6 will get the classic movie collection of the 80s. So there you go. Karate Kid, boy, well, that was a classic, huh, Jeff?
Well, in fact, it's playing right now. I always liked the first one.
Oh, the first one's great.
I mean, the first one was really, yeah. really good.
I like the third one for some reason because I thought the third one had the most ridiculous villain. Thomas Ian Griffith played him.
Oh, yes.
And he was just – it's a stupid movie. The third one is a stupid movie, but for some reason that one just cracks me up because I love Thomas Ian Griffith in it. So – all right, we got some texts that are coming in. Here's the deal. If you guys have a question about a movie or a Blu-ray or a DVD, a tech question, if you can't think of the title of a movie but you can describe it to us or maybe tell us who's in it, we can help you out with that. And talk or text right now at 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. One of the texts that we got was from the 815 area code, Jeff.
Mm-hmm.
Will Blue Collar ever get a Blu-ray release?
Well, I sure hope so. I know that... it's available on DVD, and Amazon, I believe, is if you have an all-region player,
well,
which is
yeah, if you have an all-region player, for some reason, now for people who don't know what Blue Collar is, Blue Collar is an unbelievable movie. Paul Schrader directed it. Richard Pryor, Harvey Keitel, and Yaphet Kotto play three guys who work in the automobile business in the factories making cars in Detroit, and they're scraping to get by. They got no money, they got nothing, they're trying to feed their families and stuff, and so they decided that they're going to rip off their union and steal some money from a safe, and it gets complicated from there. One of my favorite movies of the 70s, without question. And Richard Pryor, best performance he's ever given in a movie. And all the performances are great in it. It's a terrific movie. For some weird reason, this movie about the American working man is only available on Blu-ray in Germany. So I don't think this is a truly American story that for some reason has been released on Blu-ray in Germany. Now, as you know, Jeff, as we've said before, if you have an all-region player, you can order it from Germany online. I was just looking up, you know, where we could, and I found a website that's selling it. It's about 12 euro, and you can get it through German Amazon. But that doesn't make any sense, Jeff. Only in Germany?
Somehow they got the rights, which is really, I believe that was that a Universal?
It was Universal. Yes, it was. Yep.
And a very different role for Pryor.
Oh, it's a dramatic role.
I mean, something that I think caught the public by surprise.
It's a great movie. Yeah. I mean, a really, really great movie. And it just doesn't make any sense that it's only available. Now, it's a Region B DVD or Blu-ray. So you have to have an all-region
right.
player. It won't work if you have like a regular Blu-ray player. If you have a Blu-ray player that plays all regions, you can order it, and it's about 12 euro.
And there are plenty of stores, even around Chicago, where you can buy an all-region Blu-ray player.
Yeah.
I mean, in fact,
they're not all that expensive either.
No. In fact, I got mine from a company in Chicago.
Yeah.
I have to keep all my business in Chicago.
That's good, man.
Which I have for many, many, many years.
So, and by the way, Blue Collar is available on DVD.
Yes.
You can get it on DVD. It's also it's available for digital download. And if you've not seen Blue Collar, seriously, you should. It's one of the best movies of the 70s. If you're a Richard Pryor fan, it's it's an incredible performance and a great, great, seriously, one of my favorite movies of all time. So anyway, so ordered from Germany on Blu-ray. And we're waiting here in America. I don't know why it was released. It was released in November last year in Germany. It makes no sense whatsoever.
It does. Well, the whole idea of different regions, obviously, people understand that. But sometimes they hold off because, especially on newer films, it hasn't opened up at the box office yet in France.
Yeah, the release schedule for the worldwide stuff is completely different than what you get in America.
That's right.
Yeah.
But this was released in
1978.
It made no sense.
It's no
sense.
It's not going to open in, you know, it's not going to open in Japan this week. The movie's from 1978.
No, it's not.
All right. We asked someone to call in and be caller number 6 to give away this Studio Classics collection of 1980s movies. And our winner here turns out to be Juan. Hey, Juan.
Hey, guys.
How are you?
Very good.
Good. Congratulations. You're caller number 6. You've got this 80s collection, which includes Gandhi, Ghostbusters, Starman, The Big Chill, The Karate Kid, The Blue Lagoon, The Natural, Tootsie, and White Knights.
Awesome.
Yeah, man. Thanks for listening. I appreciate it. Hang on, okay?
Okay.
All right, cool. Hold on. There's Juan. He's our winner. We got one more collection to give away, and it's Back to the 70s. And so we'll give away this collection coming up as well. Let's see. 219 area code. A horror movie where a magician goes into the desert in search of the soul of a master magician.
Wow.
Hmm.
That's a tough one.
Anybody think about that, everybody? Call or text us if you think you know what it is, what the title is. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Once again, a horror movie where a magician goes into the desert in search of the soul of a master magician. Now, you know, about 10 years ago, two magician movies came out right around the same time. There was The Illusionist.
Right.
With Edward Norton.
Yes, right. I like that movie.
And The Prestige with Hugh Jackman and Christian Bale. It was a Christopher Nolan movie. I'm trying to remember what the plot for The Illusionist was. It's not The Prestige. I know that this plot is not The Prestige. It's a completely different movie. The Illusionist, I'm trying to remember what the plot was. Esmeralda, you're an Edward Norton fan. Have you seen The Illusionist?
I haven't seen it because I was very turned off by that whole magician
thing. Okay. I thought I'd go to our resident Edward Norton fan. Well, we're all Edward Norton fans.
Oh,
but,
absolutely.
Yeah. So I can't remember, but anybody, if thinking about it, it's a horror, because The Illusionist wasn't a horror movie.
No.
So I think we can, you know, knock that one out. But anyway, a horror movie where a magician goes into the desert in search of the soul of a master magician. If anybody, that rings a bell, call us or text us, 312-981-7200. Russ sends a question, Jeff, via text. Ask Jeff when Baby Driver and Atomic Blonde will be available on DVD. Baby Driver, by the way, best movie I've seen all year.
Baby Driver is a great movie.
Oh, my God.
That I'm surprised that more people didn't go see.
Oh, it did well. I mean, for its budget, it wasn't a really huge budget, but it did well.
I thought it would do better, but
yeah.
A terrific film. It'll be released October 10th.
October 10th. Mark that down. Mark that down, October 10th for Baby Driver. No date for Atomic Blonde yet, though.
No, but like you and I were talking about, they're talking about November, but I don't, you know, when I don't have solid dates, I really don't give them.
Yeah. No, they don't have it. They don't have the date for that one yet. But it's probably going to be in November, sometime in November. But Baby Driver will be available on October 10th, and if you've not seen it, you should get it on Blu-ray and watch it because it's great. All right, and let's see another one. 218 area code says it's a foreign film that's set in an old folks' home, but it's in the style of a heist movie as a group of elders band together to bust out. So it's a foreign movie. Set in an old folks' home where a group of elders try to bust out, and it's like a heist movie. I don't remember that one either. So there you go. If anybody rings a bell there, 312-981-7200. Patrick may know what the magician movie is. Hey, Patrick.
Hey, Nick. How you doing, buddy?
All right.
That movie is Clive Barker's Lord of Illusions.
Oh, Lord of Illusions. Yes.
Great movie. Violent as hell, but great movie.
Yeah, that's right.
Who the female lead was in that, though.
I can't remember. I have to look it up right now because I want to see if it's available on Blu-ray.
It was just on cable like a couple of months.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, Dan, do you know who the lead is in Lord of Illusions?
It was the first thing I asked Patrick.
It's Bakula, man.
The one and only.
Yep. And our good friend Kevin J. O'Connor is also in that movie. He has great stories, by the way, about the making of that movie. Kevin does. And it is available on DVD. Yeah, you can get it. It's available on DVD. So there it is. That's right. All right. Patrick, thanks, buddy.
No problem. Have a
Take
good
care.
One.
I haven't seen Lord of Illusions in years.
I'm going to tell you an interesting story. I met Clive Barker.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He came in to see me, believe it or not.
Yeah.
And he's such a cool guy.
He's the best. I've met him several times.
Yeah. He's such a cool guy. And he kept thinking, Clive, you make these movies?
Yeah. He's a sweet guy.
He really is.
And he's incredibly nice. I've met him. I've interviewed him. He did a bunch of touring around for his movies, for the Hellraiser movies and all the stuff that
he
did.
That's
for
that. Where I met him.
And he came in and Roy was like, I don't know anything about this guy, so you sit in on the interview, because Roy Leonard, you know, not the biggest horror fan.
No.
And so I had read Clive's books and I'd see, Hellraiser is just fantastic. I love Nightbreed. All of his stuff is great. And so he came in and, we took to liking each other like immediately. And he signed my books that I have of his, and he drew because he's an artist too, and he drew a caricature of me that was like I was a Cenobite. It was just so cool. It's just so cool. He's an amazing guy, a really, really a nice guy who makes really screwed up movies.
Yeah, but you know what? He really is a good filmmaker.
No, he's a great filmmaker.
I mean, he really is.
And a great writer. His books are fantastic.
Yes.
Okay. You know what? Let's give away the final collection. Let's do caller 7, Dan. Is that all right? On the contest line, 312-591-7000. 312-591-7000. Caller number 7 on the contest line will get the studio collection of the 70s, which includes Close Encounters of the Third Kind, Kramer versus Kramer, Midnight Express, Murder by Death, Shampoo, Taxi Driver, The Buddy Holly Story, The Last Picture Show, and The Way We Were. A fantastic collection of great movies from the 70s. So there you go. Jeff, why don't we take a break?
Okay.
Come back. We'll answer a couple of more questions. You can let us know what's coming out soon on DVD and Blu-ray.
You got it.
All right, cool. 312-591-7000. Caller 7 gets the collection of 70s movies. And there you go. And we'll wrap things up with Jeff coming up right after this on WGN.
Misty watercolor memories of the way we were.
Yes, Barbara. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Jeff Tuckman is here. We're going to find out some titles of movies and stuff that's coming out on Blu-ray and DVD. And we've still got time for a couple of questions if you want to sneak them in. 312-981-7200. Coming up after 3 o'clock, we're going to talk with Madeline Franklin, who is the artistic director of the Fremont Street Theater Company. Their production of Disney's Beauty and the Beast opens tonight. We get all the details on that after the 3 o'clock news. We're going to talk about movies that Keanu Reeves almost starred in and all of our regular features, including Fly Jams Friday, Straight Out of Context, You Big Dummy, and Nick D Spies, all coming up. Played The Way We Were, because that movie is part of the collection of the Studio Classics collection of the 70s that we're giving away. And caller number 7 is Zoe. Zoe, welcome. And congratulations.
This is fantastic. I have many good movie nights ahead now.
Yeah, exactly. What an amazing collection. You've got Close Encounters of the Third Kind, Kramer versus Kramer, Midnight Express, Murder by Death, Shampoo, Taxi Driver, Buddy Holly Story, The Last Picture Show, and The Way We Were. All really great movies and all really different kinds of movies, too, so...
I am so excited.
Cool. I'm glad you won. Hang on, okay, Zoe?
Okay, thank you.
There you go. Thanks for listening, too. So I'm going to thank everybody for Sony sent.
Sony threw me.
Yes, Sony threw you. There you go. Studio collections of the 70s and 80s. All right. And those are available. You can get those collections now, right?
Yes, you can.
Okay. One more time, since we got a couple of minutes here, if anybody knows, 218 area code wants to know, it's a foreign film that's set in an old folks' home. It's in the style of a heist movie with a group of elders banding together to bust out. So if that, it's a foreign film, old folks home, bunch of elderlies getting together to bust out. If you know it or you think it rings a bell, text or call us now at 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Okay, Jeff, what are some of the things that we can look forward to release-wise?
Well, as far as some hit movies that'll do very well on DVD, next week, The Mummy comes out. I know this movie was not one of Nick's favorites, but I think it's really going to find a home on Blu-ray and DVD. It'll do very, very well.
Yeah, it really tanked at the box office.
It totally tanked. Yeah. It just didn't accept Cruise. I mean,
yeah, and I don't know. I mean, Tom Cruise has not had a lot of successful movies lately. I mean, with the exception of the Mission Impossible movies, which always make money, he hasn't had a huge hit in a long time. He's got a movie coming out at the end of the month that I think looks great. It's called American Made, based on a true story.
Oh, yes.
I think it looks great. I'm just really curious to see how it does, you know, because his last Jack Reacher movie was a bomb. The Mummy was a bomb. And I love Tom Cruise. I think he's great. I just, you know, The Mummy wasn't a good movie, though. It was a terrible movie.
No, but I think because people did not see it.
Yeah, they'll see it on Blu-ray.
They'll see it on Blu-ray.
Yeah.
This is one I know you liked.
Yeah.
On the 19th, Wonder Woman.
Yes.
One of your favorites in a terrific film.
Most successful movie of the summer by far.
Right.
Yep. Most successful movie ever directed by a woman.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
A really, really good movie.
Yep.
On the 26th, Transformers The Last Night.
Ugh.
I know, but they have a home.
Yeah.
I know it'd be a home that you wanted to visit, but anyway. Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men Tell No Tales coming out, A Ghost Story, which I like. The movie that played on
When is A Ghost Story coming out?
It's October.
October.
Yeah.
Okay.
But a movie that played on HBO, Robert De Niro plays Bernie Madoff.
Yeah.
He is terrific in The Wizard of Lies.
Terrific movie.
Yeah. That comes out in October. We mentioned on the 10th, Baby Driver. You got to go see it. If you haven't seen it, you will
October
love it.
10th, Baby Driver.
The Beguiled comes out the same week. A sleeper movie that I did like.
Remake of a Clint Eastwood movie.
That's right. A really good movie.
Yeah.
Geraldine Page.
Yep.
October 17th, Spider-Man Homecoming.
Mm-hmm. Big hit. That was one of the big hits of the summer.
That's right.
You know, as you know, I'm sure you've been reading the articles about how disastrous this summer has been in terms of box office.
Yes.
Like everything tanked. You know, a ton of movies tanked. But Spider-Man was one of the highlights.
That's right.
It made a lot
of
money.
Same week, Lady Macbeth, which I liked a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But on the 24th, War for the Planet of the Apes, I think, will do well on DVD. A small little movie called Personal Shopper.
Great movie.
I like that movie
a lot. Kristen Stewart, great movie.
Yeah. And I just want to mention a couple things this week that are out. Oh, if you haven't seen it in the stores, they re-released The Lion King with a ton of special features.
Mm.
It looks great, like you've never seen it before, with these extras. Also this week, Criterion Collection, you and I have talked about it for years, how great they are. They re-released Rebecca.
Mm.
And there are so many features.
The Criterion people put together amazing packages with their stuff, and the extras, and the way they restore the films, and they really, really care about the product at the Criterion Collection.
They really do.
If you see a title and it says Criterion Collection, you're in for a great, great release.
And if you don't remember Rebecca,
it's a great film.
One of Hitchcock's best.
Yeah, great movie.
You've never seen it like this with extras. This one I picked for you, Nick, knowing the years and years we've talked about WWE.
Oh, yeah.
This is a brand new, not this week. It's called Unreleased Never Before Seen Matches.
Uh-oh.
Okay. It's everybody that you grew up loving, Nick. Shawn Michaels, Owen Hart, Lex Luger, Randy Savage, who I loved, Razor Man Ramon, Bret Hart, The Undertakers, Ric Flair, Hulk Hogan, Andre the Giant, Jake Roberts, Bam Bam Bigelow. Remember him?
Of course.
Yes. And Ultimate Warrior in matches you've never seen.
That's great.
And this is for you from 1986 to 1995.
That's great.
I brought that
There you
for
go.
You.
All right. Very cool. All right. We got a couple of quick texts here.
Go ahead.
Julie in Columbus, Ohio wants to know if the Music Box with Jessica Lange set in Chicago, is it available? It's impossible to find. Yeah, Joe Esterhaus wrote that movie, and I have not seen it on DVD. I've not seen it. I don't know, we can take a look for it. Harold says, could the old folks movie possibly be the segment of the Tales from the Crypt movie from the early 70s? No, I don't think so. 815 area code says, could the seniors busting out of a nursing home be Cocoon? No, the movie that the person who was asking about said it was a foreign film. Said it was foreign. Tales from the Crypt is not foreign. It's in English. And the seniors busting out from Cocoon is obviously an American film.
And by the way, Music Box is available on DVD.
Okay. Music Box is available on DVD with Jessica Lange. I haven't seen that movie since it came. I can't remember who directed it. I'm trying. Oh, Costas. I can't remember. But Joe Esterhaus wrote it. It was one of the first successful scripts that Esterhaus did before he wrote Basic Instinct and, Showgirls and all that stuff. So there you go. All right. We can leave the question out there if anybody knows what the old folks home foreign movie busting out. Maybe people will know that. Okay. All right, Jeff. Well, thanks for coming in and thanks for bringing in those amazing 80s and 70s collections. Always a good time when you're in. So why don't you let everybody know how they can get a hold of you since, because sometimes the phones get really busy. Sometimes people can't get through. If they have a question for you, what is your available email address?
You can email me at yourmediaman@AT&T.net.
Yourmediaman@AT&T.net. Yourmediaman@AT&T.net. All right, Jeff, once again, always a pleasure. And thanks a lot. Okay?
Looking forward to next month.
All right. By the way, everybody, we're going to be talking with, after 3 o'clock news, we're going to be talking with Madeline Franklin, who is the artistic director of the Fremont Street Theater Company. She's also the director of their new production, Disney's Beauty and the Beast, which opens tonight. And it's cool because it's at a theater in Palatine. It's the Cutting Hall Performance Arts Center at 150 East Wood Street in Palatine. Because there's great theater of all varying sizes all over the Chicagoland area. So FremontStreetTheater.com is the website, and we're going to talk with Madeline Franklin, the director of the show and the artistic director of the Fremont Street Theater Company, and that's coming up right after we do the news, which is coming up next.